to chapter 6. We begin, we return to the story of Jared and his people. In the first five verses, we learn that they loaded up all the barges with food and animals and provisions, and then put one stone in each for light, and they set off for the promised land, and they are carried by a big storm to the promised land. But the storm never ceases. It continues to carry them directly to the promised land, and the reason they didn't have any diversions was because it says that they continually praised the Lord, or they continued with their mind firm on the Lord, and even when they were carried to the depths of the sea, they called upon the Lord, and they were not afraid because they relied upon the Lord. It says in verse 11 that it took them almost a year to get to the promised land, but as soon as they arrived, they recognized the Lord. Again, we see how their eye is focused upon the Lord in all things. So therefore, in the beginning of verse 13, they inhabit the land, and all the time they are taught, and they continue to walk humbly before the Lord. They're not ever taken up in pride, never taking credit for their own things. They're always looking to the Lord and doing what? And being thankful to Him for what they have and doing their best to do it His way. Well, it says then, beginning in verse 18, that that Jared and his brother become old and they're about to die, so they call the people together, which are really just mostly their families. And considering the intermarriage with their friends and all, it really made it mostly their families completely. And they call the people together and ask them what they want and they should do now. And the people said that they want to have a king. And the brother of Jared says in verse 23, "Surely this thing leadeth into captivity." And again we learn that the form of government that the Lord wants is not for us to have a king, for every time we have a king, it leads the people into captivity. And so the thing that we can still gather from this is that people followed the Lord, but that was because they had a great leader and great men of the Lord leading them in Jared and his brother. But they still tended to look to men to receive the word of the Lord, and they couldn't develop their own relationship. So we do have some weakness here, and again, that's why the brother Jared said that weakness will lead them into captivity. But we know that nonetheless, that Jared says to let them have the king. We see again that Jared is slightly swayed by man. He's been a good man, but he himself has had to go to his brother. And he's been righteous and he's been wise, and that he will go to his brother, tell his brother to go to the Lord so that he can get the word of the Lord. But he hasn't had the strength himself to go directly to the Lord. And what is this strength? It means that we don't have the strength to follow the Spirit and take the chances with the Spirit. And when I say take chances, meaning that as we learn to discern the Spirit, we tend to make mistakes, and the devil can sway us, but he's not going to sway us into any catastrophic error. But he will it is a learning experience. It takes a lot of time and a lot of determination, and even to say that it causes a lot of emotional heartbreak and problems due to the mistakes we make and our misinterpretations and so forth. But the point is that the brother Jared was willing to do that so that he might get closer to the Lord and learn we get closer to the Lord by learning to discern His Spirit and doing what it says and trusting in the Spirit. But Jared was not willing to do that. And so he had that small portion of him that did tend to be to look towards man. Well, it then says that the people then ask for the sons of the brother of Jared, and none of them will take it. None of the sons of Jared will take the kingship either, except for one. And again, he's not a wicked man, but him and the people are still swayed a little bit by wanting to look to men. They want things more tangible. They want they go more for the world and how things are formed, and they want to see, rather than just following Christ, they want to see a tangible church there, and they begin to therefore rather follow that tangible stuff, and rather than following the Spirit, they want a list of performances, and they want these things to be more tangible so that they can follow it. Well, the problem with this is that then the evil men can always take a hold of that and sway it and twist it. And when we say evil, it's men that do not follow the Lord. No matter how nice they sound and no matter how ethical they claim to be and think themselves are, they are not following the Lord. Well, anyway, this is a hint and a beginning to for us to understand, as the brother Jared said, why they will be led into captivity and have problems. It then says in verses 28 through 30 that nonetheless the people are righteous at this time and the king is a righteous man, that they do want to follow the Lord, and so therefore they prosper exceedingly.